Are you overwhelmed by motherhood and barely keeping your head above water? Are you confused and frustrated by how all the other moms make it look so easy? You can't figure out how to manage the chaos in your mind, your home, or your family. I get you, mama. Parenting with ADHD is hard. Here is your permission slip to let go of the Pinterest-worthy visions of organization and structure fit for everyone else. Let's do life like our brains do life. Creatively, lovingly, and with all our might. When we embrace who we are and how our brains work, we can figure out how to live our lives successfully, and in turn, lead our families well. At the end of the day, we just want to be good moms, but spoiler alert, you are already a great mom. ADHD does not mean you're doomed to be a hot mess, mama. You can rewrite your story from shame spiral to success story. And I'll be right here beside you to cheer you on. Welcome to Motherhood in ADHD. Hey there, successful mama. It's your friend, Patricia Sung. So this morning, my 7-year-old had ice cream at breakfast. Yes, at 6:45 a.m., he was eating ice cream. Why? Let me tell you. I forgot last night that I told my son that yes, but wait, when he asked me very politely if he could have dessert. Now, unfortunately, he did not remember that I said to wait until being in bed and like practically asleep, he pops up and is like, you said I could have dessert. I'm like, well, no, I can't do that now. It's too late. Cue overtired meltdown. Like, he goes on and on about how I'm the worst mom ever. I forget everything. I never help him win at Uno. Not sure how that was related. And I do not care about his feelings at all. Now, the part about Uno, true. I did not help him win Uno. And am I forgetful? Yes. But knowing that I hurt his feelings because of my ADHD, not good. What I should have done in the moment was pause and come up with a different answer, like, why don't you ask your dad? He's not doing anything right now. Or, let me think about it. It's my favorite phrase. Or, this isn't a good time. We're playing a game. There were many things I could have chosen besides what I don't actually remember my specific words, but in some way I'd indicated that he could have ice cream, just not right now. So he got so hyped up, which made me hyped up because also I was out of patience at that point, that I stormed out of the room, grumpy. Then my husband had to go in and calm him down. And he's like, okay, now you got to go back in and repair. And I'm like, I don't want to repair, but I did. And this, again, should have paused. I had offered in the melee that he could have breakfast ice cream as a peace offering after actual breakfast. And here we are, after multiple errors of not pausing, my kids eating ice cream at 6:45 in the morning. This is why the pause matters. Our brains literally go nonstop. We are the anti-pause. And that is exactly why the pause is so good for us. One, it lowers our stress. When we are constantly in go mode, we're always ramping up. And we have to slow down to decrease our stress. Frenetic never equals calm. So in order for us to downgrade our stress response, we have to slow down. We also have to slow down to decrease our irritability. When we're in sensory overload, what brings us out of sensory overload is taking away all the stimuli that is driving us crazy, right? That's how we lower the overload. It's over. We gotta go under. So taking away all that stimulus, we have to slow down. We have to decrease everything that's coming in. Second, it lowers our natural impulsivity when we pause. So when we pause, we're not making snap decisions like saying yes to ice cream in the middle of, you know, when it's right before bed, when we shouldn't, or saying yes to that volunteer commitment when we don't have the capacity to do that. Things like impulse buys or snapping at our kids. It's because our brain did not catch up with our mouths. We didn't have time to process that before the answer came out. Or we just blurted the first thing that came to mind because we didn't have time to slowly process it, because a lot of times we need extra processing time. So slowing down and pausing is what lowers our natural impulsivity. Next, pausing allows us to see clearly. Recently, I was working on a volunteer project and the leader ran through what he wanted. We go through the meeting And I'm like, all right, and I take all these notes and I sit down to make the plan and realize, okay, that's not possible. Like, this is not feasibly, logistically possible in the time given to do this level of the project. And it's not until I paused to make the plan that I could see, one, this isn't going to work this way. And two, what are some options that I could have instead? But in the moment, in the meeting, I'm like, yeah, sure, well, I'll figure that out. No, what I figured out is that it wasn't going to work. Fourth, pausing gives us space for gratitude, especially as a mom, especially when you have ADHD. We're so busy trying to do all the things that need to be done that we don't ever stop to realize what we have already accomplished. Appreciation doesn't happen in the frenetic, in the running around like a squirrel collecting nuts here, there, everywhere. In order to have gratitude and to appreciate what we have, what we've done, we need space. Otherwise, we don't recognize those things. We don't see those things because we're so busy doing. And number five, sometimes we need a life pause. We need a season of slow. When you take all of those things that I mentioned in 1 through 4 and apply them to like your whole life in like a season, not just in the moment, all of those things matter. Sometimes we need a season of pausing and slowing down to lower our stress. We need a season to pause and make fewer decisions, volunteer for less things. Sometimes we need a season to allow us to see clearly. Sometimes we need to pause for a season to see what we have and appreciate things and have gratitude for what we have accomplished and done. Sometimes it's not just in the moment, sometimes it's for a while. And in those seasons of pause, that is the time that allows us to be proactive instead of reactive. The same thing in the moments of pause, they allow us to be proactive instead of reactive. Now, I talk a lot about the 3 steps of being successful with ADHD. 1, learning about your brain. 2, putting your oxygen mask on first. And 3, asking for support and help. Well, the pause is a key ingredient to step 2, putting on your oxygen mask first. Because in the panic, we'll start shoving masks on everyone else and we won't put our own on. We require that pause to put our own mask on so that we can help everyone else, so that we can make good decisions. And because we have busy brains, we have to choose to slow down. Now, a lot of times, because this is not our natural tendency, it feels really hard. Like, why? Why does this feel so hard? I think it's a combination of things. We have so much more stimuli than we had like 100 years ago or 50 years ago, even 30 years ago. There's so much more coming into our brains, into our space between technology and a lot of moms working. And if you're not working, you're probably volunteering and doing a lot of stuff, or you have some other extenuating circumstance, which is putting far more weight and responsibility on your plate. And life just has a lot more stimuli coming in, creating that sensory overload than it did just a few years back. So it's not that we were made wrong, that we can't make this pause, but we were made differently. And we have to adapt to the environment. Just like you think of like peregrine falcons, they're now city dwellers. But obviously, they did not start out as city dwellers. They adapted to their environment, and now they function quite fine in the city. We also have to adapt to tech, to motherhood, everything that gets thrown at us. We don't have a choice because the other option is failure, and that's the kind of people we are. So we adapt to the new environment. How do you stay in a lower stress state when there's all this stimulus coming in? Things are overwhelming, the sensory overload. You have more things to keep track of and more humans that rely on you. How do we adapt to this new way of motherhood? Because we are not meant to be stressed out all the time. We are not meant to go through life feeling like, is this really it? We're meant to enjoy our lives. We are meant to enjoy our motherhoods. But how? Because I know that this is such a huge part of feeling good in your life and feeling like you can be successful and knowing you have the ability to succeed, is that this is what we're going into depth on as the key point in the conference portion of our retreat. So we're going to meet on Saturday together and dive into the pause. So that's the theme of our conference. The theme of our retreat is the power of the pause. How do you create the pause in your life? How do you pause in the moment and pause in the season? What does rest look like for you? And I'm not talking about going to sleep. That's a whole different thing. I'm talking about when you're awake, what does rest look like for you? How can you implement the pause in your life? How can you implement rest into your life? How can you appreciate what you have already done? How can you like not be at the end of the day and be like, I didn't get anything done? No, you did a bazillion things. How do we focus in on what you did do, what you have accomplished? How do you create white space in the different seasons of motherhood that feel like they are the opposite of white space? They're just full of stuff. How do we still create space for rest and pause and taking care of ourselves in the different seasons of our life? You will leave this conference feeling refreshed from the exhaustion that has been weighing you down because you will have time to breathe. You will have time to focus on you. You'll have the community, like real in-person, real-life people, real-life women and moms who understand you and how your brain work. You will understand your brain better. You will have plenty of time to ask me as many questions as you want floating around your head. Like, is this normal? What do I do about this? Like, we're going to dig into those things. And then on top of that, I'm taking away all the responsibility of planning and cooking and cleaning and organizing and timekeeping. All you have to do is you arrive and I take care of the rest. I am taking you to eat delicious meals at some of Houston's best restaurants, and I'm taking care of you. You will have lots of time to hang out and build community, but you'll also have plenty of time to rest and relax in your luxury hotel room, cuddle up in your robe and sit in your bed in the peace and quiet. Or if you don't want to sit in the solitude, you can explore the area in downtown. This weekend is a time for you to work on you, to focus on you. And the beauty is that all of these skills that you learn on how to take care of you and your ADHD, these are the skills, the life skills that we're then teaching our kids, teaching them how to take care of themselves. What does it look like for the grown-ups in their lives to take care of themselves? How can they do that as grown-ups and as kids? So join me in Houston next month. It's October 7th through 9th here in Houston, Texas, to figure out the power of the pause in your life, to spend time in community with women like you, to rest and relax and have no one kick you in the middle of the night while you're sleeping, and enjoy this time to pour into you and your well-being in learning how do you care for you? What does that look like for you? So join me at patriciasung.com/ADHD-mom-retreat to reserve your ticket. That's patriciasung.com/ADHD-mom-retreat. And I will see you in just a few weeks, successful mama. For more resources, classes, and community, head over to my website, motherhoodinadhd.com.